This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
I'm excited to dive into some good questions today. We've got a little bit of group who's registered here. So hopefully we can dive into some good Q&A here after. And while people are joining, I'm going to go ahead and share a few thoughts that I've had that I think would be helpful for everyone here as well. I've had some interesting conversations this week. This has led me to really kind of thinking back on how much the marketing out there that we see, just marketing, most small business marketing just stinks. It really does. And there's probably a lot of different reasons why that's the case, but I think it's so common for us to look at what everyone else does and model that and not realize that we're actually modeling bad marketing ourselves. And there's so much wasted opportunity and wasted money when it comes to marketing. Even with all the new tech and how things changed and the dynamic environment we live in with marketing evolving, most of this hasn't really changed for the better. In fact, most business owners are even more confused and more overwhelmed when it comes to their marketing. So I wanted to share what I look at is probably the number one mistake when it comes to our marketing, and that is marketing to the wrong people. Most marketing is not really directed to any one person, but it's more directed to just everyone. If you think about, like, you know, the old kind of school method of printing flyers and then putting them on windshields in a parking lot, I've seen people still do that. This is like flying an airplane and just throwing a handful of flyers out and hoping that one or two land in the person's hand that is looking for what you have to offer. It gets a lot of waste, and that's what we see in marketing today. But it also lacks a clear understanding on who you're actually trying to target. Here's the rub though. Unless you have extremely deep pockets, like one of these, you know, national or international corporations, you can't market to everyone. You have to change. Now, I was reading this. I know I've shared this a few times. This book, $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. It's really good. And he uses an illustration here. One of the best ways that you can better target and focus your marketing is creating an offer designed or framed around a very specific person that you're trying to reach. This is a really good illustration because he says, if you were to create, let's just say a product, like a course, a time management course, you could sell that for probably $19. But if you niche that down and create a course specific for time management for sales professionals, you could probably sell that for $100. Even further, time management for outbound B2B sales, that's probably more of a $500 product. And then time management for outbound B2B power tools and gardening sales reps, you have a $2,000 program. And you can see not only do you get more clear and concise with the marketing when you create an offer and niche down, but your value begins to increase. Even if it's really the same thing, your specialty, that's why specialists get paid the most, right? When you specialize, you are worth more. The easiest way to refine all your marketing is to create an offer that clearly resonates with the ideal customer that you are trying to target. And so you want an offer that is so good, it makes people feel stupid to say no to. And you can only do that when you are very clear in who you are trying to target and create an offer that speaks and resonates to that specific person rather than to everyone. Another really great book is Magnetic Marketing by Dan Kennedy. He says, at any given point in time, only about 5% at best are intellectually, emotionally, practicably, and financially ready to act on or make a buying decision about your product, service, or proposition. Inevitably, that means that 95% of most advertising falls on deaf ears. This makes it imperative to hit the bullseye with the 5% by narrowing your focus. And the best way to do that is to, one, get very clear on who your ideal client is, And number two, create an offer for that person that's so good. We call this an irresistible offer, so good that they would feel stupid to say no to. Now, in Local Search Academy, we actually teach you how to do some of those things. You could use our offer training to create an offer out of anything that you do that increases more perceived value versus decreasing price. We don't want you to compete with price. That's the wrong way to go. That's more of, you know, positioning yourself as a commodity rather than actually creating higher perceived value. The other way to win, though, is create higher perceived value. So we use a three-point offer framework that teaches you how to increase perceived value with what you do. That's going to put you on the right track. And we also have some lessons on how do you determine how do you get really clear on who your ideal client is. So those will be helpful for you if you haven't gone through those yet, or if you just want to refresh. They're all lessons in Local Search Academy that we can help you with. So that's what I wanted to share today, but we'll open it up for a live Q&A session as well. And anything on your mind, you can go ahead. I see actually a couple here. Wolf, good to see you here. Wendy, good to see you as well. I think we had a couple others that kind of popped in to listen and then have left already, but anything I can help you guys with today? All right. It looks like I've got Wolf has a hand up. Wolf and Wendy too. Okay. So we'll start with Wolf and then we'll go to Wendy. Wolf, you might just need to unmute.
How's it going? Am I still on mute?
All right. There we go. How can I help you?
Hey, man. I don't really have too much of a question, but I want to show you in chat my latest offer and maybe you can give me some feedback on that.
Yeah, cool. All right. Let's do it. And Wolf, I'm trying to remember, but I think you're in Austin. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah. Did you make it down here yet, or are you still on your way?
I'm going to be coming to Austin next week. So
nice.
If I can break out, it's going to be kind of a fast trip back and forth. So I'm not sure if I'll have much time to kind of go out, but if I can, I'll definitely hit you up.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome. Okay, so I sent a thing in chat. I think that's the right link. I can't really click it from here.
That's all right. Yeah, I got it.
Audience, so that's, okay, cool. So basically what I've done is I've gone to the Google Maps page and I've made this my link.
Okay.
I know it's not the best of the best, but I have noticed, though, that a lot more people are signing up and sending me text messages, phone calls, and signing up on the, what do you call it there? The appointment schedule is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still working on my coffee. So
that's quite all right. Hey, well, that's, first of all, congratulations for taking action. And now you're seeing some good leading indicators because of that action that you've taken.
Yeah, so thanks.
Good job.
Thanks. Right. Yeah, if you close that little sign up thing on the front there.
Okay.
Yeah, so the very first thing you see is call now, and then there's a little bit of information about how other businesses trust me to use my services, and they refer other people to me, and this and that. And there's a schedule link, and it says free about 30 times. So that's kind of where I'm at with my offer part of that. Then there's a place for them to sign up, and then if you keep scrolling, there's more call now, more book appointments, and then a lot of information about the business that they may or may not want to read and some other things and nice. Whatnot. But I need to make this more, I guess, magnetic might be the right word.
Hey, great. Well, awesome. Thank you for sharing this.
You're on the right track too.
You don't have to say free as much as you are, but I know that catches attention and I know what you're doing here. One of the things that you could probably do is, and I think you're looking at like adding a lot of these bullet points to try to increase the perceived value that they're having, but
correct.
Also with an offer, and it might just be a matter of testing this a few different ways, but also less can be more. And sure. So in cases, here's an example, Domino's used the 30-minute or free guarantee, 30-minute or free guarantee, right? They built an empire on this statement alone. That was a really incredible offer. So they didn't need like to too many line items, I guess, per in there. The reason for that is because if your offer isn't digestible in about 3 seconds, if someone looks at it and in 3 seconds they're still trying to figure out what they're going to get, then it might not be simplified enough for someone to make a decision. The more information we give them, the harder it is for them to make a decision. But you're getting more better results from this already. So that's great. What you could do is create a different version or angle and split test that and see if that performs even better. But I also have one other thing that I think could really help in how you position this. Let me pull up an example here. Okay, so this is an example of a client we have as well. And what you can see immediately here is, compared to your site, there's a little bit of scrolling that has to happen to get down to the meat of this offer. Right. I would love it if it could be the first thing people see. And sometimes simplifying that offer makes it a little bit easier to position above the fold too, just you know, text-wise and space-wise. But you can see he's got a great offer right here and a personal video. And that's one thing that I think is really powerful, because Wolf, I've seen you on camera. The ability for you to create connection is going to be really important for someone to trust that they're doing business with a real person, not just this website and business name that they see online. People want to do business with people they like, know, and trust. And having a personal video, just kind of walking through the offer, getting them to know you. Maybe what I would highly recommend is telling your story and why you're doing what you're doing. And that's going to connect with people on such a deeper level that you're going to get a lot more people to convert because they're connecting with you through the power of video. So those are the two things I'd recommend. Find a way, if you can, to push this offer a little higher up so I don't have to scroll down. Maybe try simplifying a different version of this offer in a different way. And then if you add a video, I think that could be really powerful as well.
Sure. Yeah, that works. There are other pages that I have videos on. I think maybe the pain page has it or something like that. But then I have a whole other website where I do actually put a bunch of videos, but it's more to the point of what is on the page more so than trying to sell them on the product.
Right.
If that makes sense. So yeah, that makes sense. I like the idea of basically telling people who we are and things like that. So yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
And I'll just reiterate, you know, how important it is to tell your story. People will connect to your story and your why so powerfully. I actually had a person join our higher level program because I told him because I was actually on a kind of like a live workshop and I just got vulnerable and I told him about the struggles that I've had and he related to it. And so he was like, dude, because you've gone through that, that's actually what made me interested in talking to you more and start working with him on a higher level. So those stories can be really powerful, but it also shows people that you're human and you're a real person. Yeah. You're not just a business.
And I won't take up too much more of your time than anybody else's, but yeah, actually to relate to that, there's a customer that I'm trying to close for my white label guitars business. And, the white label guitars business is very new. I don't have a whole bunch of clients. I don't have, a lot of things to show and things like that. And this guy's like, well, who are you? Who are you working with? What, how many guitars are you putting up per month? Like all these, qualifying questions. And I'm like, well, I can't really answer that, it's kind of a new business, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But, started literally just relating to the guy. And I'm like, well, here's my Google reviews for my other business. You can see who I am. Showed him my Instagram, all these things. And it's like, this goes all the way back to 2017. So I was pretty much able to land that deal.
Good for you. Congratulations. Thanks. Well, anything else I can help you with, Wolf?
I think I'm good for now, man. Hit me up when you're in town, if you have time.
Yeah, I sure hope I can. I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man.
Thank you. All right, Wendy, you're up. Oh, I think you're still muted. There we go.
Try this time and see if is it echoey?
A little bit, not bad. How are you doing?
Trying. Pretty good. So I've been going through the classes, I guess, courses. And I think I'm really understanding the whole concept of a lot of it. So I just am trying to make it work for my for my business. And I mean, I feel like a lot of the smart way to go about a business is to get really good at one thing and to be selling mostly one thing. And I think that helps when you land on a landing page for one thing. Mm-hmm. But I have a aesthetics business and I do more than one thing, mm-hmm. basically. So permanent makeup is a really high end. I mean, it's expensive. Mm-hmm. So that is my highest ticket service. But you're not going to be able to at this point, or at this point in my business, I'm not able to run it entirely on that. So I have to have facials and lash extensions and all these other things. And most people come in for those things, and then I sell them on the higher ticket item.
Yeah.
Some people have actually found me through Google, which is great, for PMU, directly for the higher ticket item. I guess my confusion is I don't really know what to put as my offer, because PMU, the high ticket thing, does require a consultation. So I have a free consultation, and I have a free phone consultation, which does usually help get people in. But people don't want a consultation for getting a facial or getting lashes done. And it's just me. I don't have like a salon. It's like a walk-in. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with that exactly. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. I think you have. So I kind of think of like this example of a dental office in this case too, because they do a lot of a wide variety of things. Some are higher ticket, some are low ticket. And what you said earlier is that like most people will come in for a lower ticket service, but then ascend to your higher ticket service, largely because you've been able to kind of consult and direct them and go, oh, well, you know, present some things to them. And you've built some trust and rapport with them, which goes a long way to a higher ticket sale as well. And so because of that, what you've done is you've essentially have a value ladder you're working with. And a value ladder is just different services that are created into steps. And the more value you create, the higher your price will be, but you can ascend people up that value ladder. Not everyone has to take the same step up to the top. Not everyone gets to the top either, but like your highest ticket service is that, you know, permanent makeup service that you have. What I would do is look at, if you're getting, traffic to your homepage, I would look at what is the thing most people are interested in and create a really great offer around that. So you can bring more people in on that low ticket and then use that to fuel the value ladder going up the other steps. Does that make sense?
It does. And I have increased the traffic. So I get quite a few people to the website, and I have it's a beautiful website, but I don't think it's a converting website, which you've gone over. Mm-hmm. And I've been kind of waiting to make that change because I didn't quite know what to direct people towards. Mm. But yeah, I think I had been, wanting that higher ticket. I want to be known for that more. So I kept wanting to go.
Sorry, I'm getting a little feedback here. There he goes. He's muted.
Yeah. I wanted to go directly to that. I kept wanting to like make that my offer. But I think that I need to back off and go. I think you're probably right. Go with something smaller. The thing that most people do tend to come in for. It's the thing I have the most pictures for. It's the lash extensions, and then just work it from there.
Yeah, I can understand kind of where you come from, where you want to have that thing that moves the needle most be the thing you want to market. I can almost promise you though, your best clients will come from the clients you currently have ascending to it versus cold traffic and trying to sell them on, this thing that's a bigger step for them to take without having done business with you before. So, yeah. And I'll tell you one other thing though, You can market that directly later on, but I would start by getting really good at that low ticket, bringing people in and then sending the right people up to that higher ticket offer. But you, if you had another landing page specifically around this, this higher ticket service, and you created a really great offer around a free consultation, not just free consultation, but like created the higher perceived value of why they should choose to have that consultation with you. You could even have just a very simple quiz. We teach it how to do this, but like it's very simple quiz of see if you qualify for a free consultation, which is kind of cool angle because it signals you don't work with everyone, which makes them feel more exclusive and very cool way to, you know, kind of get people to move forward. But, you could have a landing page for that high ticket offer and do a local search ad specifically to that landing page because you can target those keywords towards your high ticket service. So you aren't just not getting in front of people who are actually looking for that service online. You still have the ability to do it. But I think where you, all of your organic traffic is coming from Google Profile and the other traffic sources you have, if they're coming to your main website, lead with a low ticket offer, something that most people are interested in looking for, and that will help fuel your business much better.
I have one other quick question then about sure. what you're saying there. And I need to go back into the course and kind of listen again to make sure where it is. But I am a little confused about landing page versus website. Like it could be like, especially if I have a separate landing page, is that like one of the pages in your website? Is it a whole different domain name? How do you do that? Is that in the course better that I missed it kind of?
There's some terms that kind of get thrown around, and to give you a little more clarity, there's website, there's sales funnel, there's landing page. The reality is, all of those things are all websites. They're just websites designed with specific strategy and psychology to them. So a traditional website that usually doesn't convert too well because it's designed to look nice and contain a lot of information. And most traditional websites just have a lot of page links. So you're actually kind of like an information highway, sending people down different rabbit holes of information, but not actually to the one thing you want them to do. That's why when you create a sales funnel, and you can do that, create a sales funnel out of your existing website, by getting more targeted on the psychology and the strategy so that people convert better. And it actually facilitates the process of generating lead, nurturing that lead, getting them booked and becoming a paying client. So it's really about facilitating the process. And a landing page is just a simplified version of a page on your website. So you can use any page on your website and turn it into a landing page. When I say simplified version, what I think of as a landing page is basically a one-page website. Basically, it has a great offer on the top. It goes into supporting content below, goes into social media social proof, you know, testimonials, and then it reframes the offer at the bottom. And that way you never have to lose someone because they clicked a page and gone down a different place on your website. It's all on one page, directing them to that one thing. Does that make sense?
And that's what I thought I was getting from the course too. But what I'm wondering is, are people going to think that you're kind of shady? Are they going to see more than one website? You know,
you don't have to publish it on a different domain. You can do it on your main domain. If you do it right, it doesn't need to look shady or, you know, sketchy. You can
I just mean more like they say, oh, is that your website or is this your website? Sure. Or is that, you know what I mean? But so you're saying put it all in one.
You can. So there's a couple ways to do it. You could just have it published as a page on your main website that facilitates the landing page of that campaign. And the people that find that or go to it are typically coming from some sort of campaign. So they're looking for permanent makeup. They land on a page just about permanent makeup. It's very congruent, right? Or there's another way where you could do it. You could build this on a separate platform, but host it on what's called a subdomain. So let's say your domain, well, like for Attract to Scale, it could be offer.attracttoscale.com. And then that way, when you create a subdomain, this gets a little technical, so I hope it's not like confusing anyone, but this allows you to actually have a whole different website platform built on, it's the same domain, it's just a little sectioned off. It's, kind of, server-wise, you can do a lot more with it like that. But The simplest way is just use another page on your website to be a landing page or for your offer.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, good. You're very welcome. Anything else, Wendy?
That was it. Thank you. That was a lot.
Okay, good. All right, perfect. I've got Johanna, and then I thought I saw Wolf's hand go back up, but maybe it's down now. But let's go. Johanna, how can I help you today?
Hey, good. So I have a quick question. We got a bunch of pictures to be able to post into the Google Business Profile. But the challenge right now is that we forget about posting every day.
Okay, yeah.
So is there any automatic solutions, anything that I can get to be able to grab it from the folder that we have already into the profile?
Yeah, actually there is. And I'm going to send a special link into the chat for you and everyone else who's joining because this is something that is new. I'm going to be releasing it here very, very soon. But all of you are familiar probably with Map Leads Pro, our software that we use to manage Google Profile. And we built this at a time when there wasn't a lot available in the market specifically for Google Business Profile. So it filled our need. And then we started using it with clients and sharing it and whatnot. But what I've learned over the last several years is that we're not a software company, and nor do I really want to be. And so keeping up, especially with a very dynamic, ever-changing environment. Like Google made some big changes over the last 18 months with Google Profile. You know, it causes us to have to like catch up. And there's some things about Map Leads Pro I want to change, but we just haven't been able to. We're not a software company and it's not our specialty. So I've been talking with the CEO of Local.io, and they are a software company and they're very, very good. And he's created a platform I absolutely love. But one of the things I've always wanted to have in Map Leads Pro but haven't done yet is the ability to schedule photos to be published. So you can set it up once and it automatically does it for the rest of the month for you. In Local.io, you can do that. It also offers heat maps. So like, you know how sometimes we pull up a map and it shows all the pinpoints of how you're ranking for certain keywords. Map Leads Pro doesn't have that capability, but you can do this in local.io. So I've worked out an arrangement. We're actually just finalizing things, I think today on this, but I'm already able to share with you a special link to get you access to local.io. If you click in there and start up a free trial, the good news is if you pay for the subscription, it's less than paying for Map Leads Pro. Saves you a little bit of money, but also offers some amazing features like what would help you here, being able to schedule photos to be published.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm happy that I gave you a segue into that. So, and then my other question, so this is what happened. I don't know if you noticed my post. So we had an issue where we needed to change the main phone number on the account.
Okay.
And Google completely said, oh, I will not try to do it. And finally they said, forget about it. We are just going to ask you to re-verify it completely from scratch. So that's what we're going through right now. Actually, I'm going to be working on it this afternoon. Any advice on what can I do to make sure like I do things the right way? Like, is there any tips, tricks?
Yeah, so just for context, Google's become more and more stringent on verifying and verifying and things like that. But one of the big shifts is it used to be the postcard method. And I think in this case, they're probably asking you to do a video. Is that right?
Right, but that's, yes. So I guess I'm a little bit confused there because, we do everything from a home office. It's more a service that you will go into people's houses. I mean, we can show them maybe one of our projects, but it's not a situation where I can show them a physical store, right?
Yeah. So they understand that too. So I guess my next question is your Google Business Profile, is it set up as a business, as a service business, or
it is?
Okay, good. All right. So they're going to understand that, and it would be a lot harder for you to re-verify if you've got it listed as a brick and mortar business. So I think this will work for you. Do you have a truck or van or work vehicle with like signage on it?
Not really. I mean, do you think, I guess we can figure something out if that's what it needs now. But no, I mean, we just use our truck and it's some mark. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes they want to see some sort of signage to validate that this is a legitimate business. And mm-hmm. so my recommendation would be look at the details they want on the video, and okay. it's going to kind of break down what you need to have ready, so you're ready for it. And mm-hmm. Just kind of map it out, plan it out, maybe practice run it, because the best thing to do is create this with it under 30 seconds. It's going to be like 29 okay. seconds of video. Sounds like a very short time to put in everything you need.
Everything that they want, right.
right. So I see a lot of people like, here's my work truck. If you had signage, here's the signage, whatnot. Okay. Here's what you need. Here's my documentation. You could walk them into the home office where you're doing the business, make it look professional or whatnot, and say, you know, whatever else you need to in that video, but you could do it within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That would be optimal. If they come back and it doesn't get approved, the next step would be probably just get like a magnetic logo sign that you can put on the truck. That might work a little bit better.
Okay, gotcha. The other thing that I'm concerned about is that because of all of this happening, now when I run the profile through MapLeaks Pro, it gives me like, of course it downgraded. So now I'm worried, like, what do I do? Is it going to go back into the same, we were doing at a B+, and I'm feeling like now I'm going downhill. Mm-hmm. Once I do that, is it going to pick that where I left it off?
Everything
that I'm doing?
I think so. Just give it a little time. It's probably not going to be instant, but I think when you go into re-verification, it really does limit the traffic that you're going to be getting to your profile. And one mm-hmm. of the components on grading your profile is on just its performance in terms of traffic, impressions, things like that. So you may be doing everything right, but some of the elements that are outside of your control are affecting your grade right now. Mm-hmm. Once you get it re-verified, you should start seeing that go back up.
Okay. And then something else. I was trying to sign up for the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all of this happened in the middle of it. So now they're also want their verification piece. Should I do all the verifications at the same time, or should I wait for the main one to be done with and then deal with the one for advertising?
It's not connected really, even though it kind of feels like it might be mm-hmm. based on the circumstance. The advertiser verification in the ads platform is a different process than with your Google profile. And usually you can do that pretty quickly too. So you can decide whether you try to tackle it all together or just get one done and then work on the other is fine either way. Okay. One thing that I have seen a little bit easier to do when you go through that verification process with as an advertiser is to select doing it as an individual versus doing it as a business or organization. Because if you do it as a business or organization, you're going to be required to give them all these documents like your articles of incorporation or license or things like that. And I have seen sometimes businesses get hung up on it. But I went with a business who tried and submitted the documents and they couldn't validate or whatever. We just did it a different way. We just said verify as an individual. You just had to take a snapshot of your driver's license and it was almost instant. So
gotcha.
Could be a little bit easier.
Now I'm doing that. There is options, right? So we'll say, are you a business owner? So I need to select the one that says I'm an individual, right?
You can still say you're a business owner, but there's one part in that process, if it opens up that option, where it says mm-hmm. verify as person or personal or something like that, or verify as an organization. You still want to make sure your business information is in there, but there's a one step there that will give you the option between the two. Just choose personal verification if you can.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Any other questions today? That was Johanna's hand. All right. Cool. I thought I saw another hand go up. And Wolf's question, he said that was an accident putting his hand up. But if there's no other questions, it's great, guys. Thank you so much for joining today. I'd love any feedback you have on what we can do to improve Local Search Academy and serve you even better. So if you have any thoughts or ideas, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear those. And one other thing, I had an idea today talking to Wolf. I think we're just actually creating some new videos about how to create good video content for your funnel. And I think we're going to add that to the training, because I think that's one element that is not in there that should be. So that'd definitely be helpful for some of you too. All right, guys, have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into the 4 Impact Podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to forimpactpodcast.com to take our Impact Marketing Challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.